Your mobile phone, your laptop computer, your electric car or bike, they are all powered by lithium-ion batteries, which have become an indispensable part of modern life. But they're not the only batteries out there.
There's a range of different types of chemistries that are out there for batteries.
Sam Behrens is the head of research at the Stored Energy Facility at the CSIRO. They're evaluating the effectiveness of different types of batteries to store, then dispatch power from renewable energy sources.
Ranging from your regular lead-acid battery to lithium-ion battery. There's even things that are called vanadium redox battery, I think, which is a flow battery type. There's also other types, which is a salt type battery, similar to a normal battery, but it's a little bit more friendly.
What would the difference be between, say, lithium-ion and a flow battery?
For a lithium battery, you're able to store more energy within a smaller volume. So obviously, for the flow battery, you can store energy, but in a lot cheaper form at this stage, a lot larger amounts, because you can store these things in large tanks.
With batteries, it seems the choice is very much dependent on the application.
So lithium batteries are able to discharge very rapidly. That's why they're being used mostly for a lot of mobile phone and telecommunication. Flow batteries obviously can't do that as well, but they can store large amounts of energy quite well for a fairly cheap price. Mind you, lithium batteries are going down quite rapidly in price, and they are also don't have to have any kind of moving parts like flow batteries do. You have to use pumps in some ways to actually circulate some of the electrolyte around the actual battery itself.
Given what you've just told me, are the Tesla lithium-ion batteries the correct battery to be using to back up in South Australia? If you were doing it, what sort of batteries would you put onto that storage system?
Oh, I don't think there's any real silver bullet, unfortunately. There's going to have to be, you know, a range of different technologies across the network. You know, certain technology, lead acid and lithium-based technologies could be in people's homes. Maybe larger scale could be more flow batteries. You still could have lithium and lead acid batteries as well in commercial premises and also in the distribution network and substations and whatnot as well.
The flow batteries are mainly made with vanadium, and one local mining company sees a positive future unfolding as storage for renewable energy systems cranks up. Vincent Elgar is the CEO of Vanadium Australia.
Vanadium has been used for in vanadium flow batteries.
How does the way the battery itself work in vanadium, with vanadium, differ to other things like lithium ion?
A lot of batteries we know about, the energy is stored in the actual cell itself. So if you think of your phone, you charge it from the phone from the wall, and it goes into the cell, and that's where the energy is stored. In a vanadium flow battery, the energy is stored in the electrolyte, in the liquid, and that holds the charge. And when you need to draw on that, you then pull it out of that liquid. So it's not stored inside the cell, it's stored outside the cell, and that's the effective thing. An energy battery allows you to store large volumes of energy, which you can draw on later. It's getting discharged in a different way. A lithium battery, your car battery, they are delivering a power to you. The flow battery is letting you store a large amount of that amount, about that energy, and then delivering it at your request over a longer period of time.
Why is it that I hear a lot about lithium batteries, lithium ion and cobalt? I'm not really hearing anything about vanadium flow batteries.
The hype and marketing expense put into lithium batteries, and the fact that we all have one in our hand and we all see them very regularly, is where that's driven by. There is an overlap and a competition here. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But you have to think of absolute scalability on the grid level. And the cost of vanadium flow batteries decreases per kilowatt hour the bigger you make them. So it makes them a very attractive opportunity, for example, for on-grid storage, for grid-level storage. Whereas if you scale up a lithium battery, you have this constant function of scaling up the same thing over and over again.
So you're saying it's able to replace grid power or the use that would be required in industrial processes or perhaps communities, off-grids?
Community off-grid is a perfect example for replacement. So in combination with renewable energy, if you use renewable energy plus the right scale battery, you should be able to replace particularly the use of diesel in our remote communities. and our smaller communities that rely on diesel heavily. So that's a perfect application for a large-scale flow battery plus renewables. You oversize your solar, you use the solar PV during the day, power the houses, plus you provide storage into the battery. When the sun goes down, you draw from that battery at the level of usage back into the community every single day. The beauty of a flow battery versus a particularly vanadium flow battery versus a lithium battery at that larger scale is that there's no degradation because the energy is stored away from the cell and not in the cell.